This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story here about some secret evidence that the feds are using to make arrests?
Well, they've done this before, and these stories have popped up before.
You don't say. We've only been talking about the NSA for how many years, but I think this is something other than the 30. NSA.
Yeah, and this story comes to us from NPR. It always amazes me when I quote these news outlets that I would not normally go to, but sometimes they have interesting stories. Branches of America's federal law enforcement and intelligence services may be secretly helping state and local police arrest suspects every day in ways that raise fundamental questions about defendants' civil and due process rights, according to a recent Human Rights Watch report. The report makes the case that federal law enforcers, police, and local prosecutors are concealing the origins of evidence and intelligence in scores of criminal cases, especially drug arrests. The intelligence may include NSA, mass surveillance programs, wiretaps, computer and phone surveillance, and physical surveillance. In other words, folks, all that stuff the federal government gathers about you without a warrant. That's it. They just can go to a secret court, say, we would like to get all this information on all these people in foreign countries that may be looking to cause us harm. And by the way, we may just accidentally scrape up the communications of every U.S. citizen in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've actually gone to Human Rights Watch. They have a 77-page document, and the summary is a very, very lengthy post on their website.
We'll be sure to put that online so people
can, I will. So I people definitely, can check it definitely out. Will. And then they get into the methodology from April 2016 to October 2017. They investigated something called parallel construction.
Right. And this article will talk about that.
Excellent.
Defendants, the reports say, often have no idea about the underlying investigative tactics and constitutionally dubious methods, including warrantless searches that may have been used to gather evidence against them. The report's lead author, Sarah St. Vincent, says hiding the evidentiary trail opens the door to law enforcement abuse and misconduct. Quote, you could have interactions between the prosecutor and the intelligence community that are preventing this stuff from coming to light, St. Vincent says. People may be imprisoned without even knowing enough to challenge the potential rights violating origins of the cases against them, unquote. That is because police and prosecutors routinely create alternative or parallel stories for how they discovered the information to hide the intelligence gathering techniques from wider courtroom or legal scrutiny. This concealment practice, known as, quote, parallel construction, unquote, most often includes traffic stops and car searches. Civil libertarians won a potentially important victory on the issue this week when the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the government will need to reveal more via the Freedom of Information Act about location tracking surveillance technology used in criminal investigations. In a statement, the American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California, which filed the suit, called the ruling, quote, a victory for democratic accountability and government transparency, unquote, because it, quote, prevents the government from cloaking its surveillance policies in secrecy simply because they were written by lawyers or because they implicate potential criminal prosecutions. The public now has a right to know basic information about some of the government's surveillance techniques, unquote. But one problem area the Human Rights Watch reports mentions, the legal analyses and specific arguments U.S. attorneys make in response to suppression motions was ruled exempt from disclosure as privileged, quote, attorney work product, unquote.
So let me actually read a little bit from this Human Rights Watch. Again, this is just from the very lengthy summary, and I did post the link on social media, on the Facebook and the Twitter. They say, when law enforcement, and again, this is from Human Rights Watch, when law enforcement or intelligence agencies break the law, judges typically prohibit prosecutors from introducing evidence that was obtained as a result of these illegal operations. This is one of the main incentives that agents have to respect people's rights. Parallel construction removes this incentive by deliberately rendering those agents' actions invisible to the courts and to the defendants, and the resulting lack of accountability risks turning constitutional rights into little more than words on paper.
Right. These are the rules that the prosecution has to get around. So how do we do that? Okay, we can do that and technically not violate the letter of the law and its absurdity.
They continue, the impact is not limited to criminal defendants. If government agents can potentially create privacy-violating, discriminatory, or otherwise unlawful programs or patterns of behavior in secret and without facing any negative consequences, the rights of every member of the public are in jeopardy. Taken to its worst logical conclusion, parallel construction risks creating a country in which people and communities are perpetually vulnerable to investigations based on prejudice, vast illegal operations, or official misconduct, but have no means of learning about these problems or holding agents to account.
It's insane.
Yes.
Talked about dubious traffic stops. The report identifies several agencies, including the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that often secretly feed information to local law enforcement. But the report singles out the DEA as the most active in helping to mask the origins of evidence by tipping off police to vehicle searches, traffic enforcement that police call, quote, whisper or, quote, wall stops. Under this practice, a law enforcement or intelligence agency, possibly using information obtained by various forms of surveillance, asks state or local police to find a pretext, often a minor traffic violation, to stop a suspect and then develop a reason to search the vehicle, unquote, the report says. The rights group says that most defendants and their attorneys often have no idea and will find it difficult to prove that the government is using evidence gathered like parallel construction. Take it to its worst logical conclusion, parallel construction risks creating a country in which people and communities are perpetually vulnerable to investigations based on prejudice, vast illegal operations official misconduct, but have no means of learning about these problems and holding agents to account, the report says.
Right, and that's the quote that I read from the summary here.
Right. How widespread the parallel construction and wider debate over its legality is not new, and the report concedes it's not clear how widespread the practice is. But the rights group believes such tactics are used far more often than the public is aware. And here's what I have to say on that statement. If that tactic is used once, that's too many times.
Yes.
If you violate the Constitution and you took an oath to uphold it, then you're in violation of what you said you're all about. So, I'm sorry.
And
you use this stuff once too many times.
Isn't that the definition of perjury?
Yeah.
Violating an oath is the definition of perjury.
It is an example of perjury. There are other ways
and
you can perjure yourself.
One can be, or rather one should be, impeached or fired from a federal government position for committing perjury, which is a high crime and misdemeanor, correct?
Correct. But then you have nobody left in Washington to turn out the lights.
I don't see a problem there.
I don't either. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you made my point by saying there would be nobody left in Washington.
Yeah. Well, we have sources on the record saying that there's a unit within the DEA called the Special Operations Division that is distributing tips to local police that lead to investigations or prosecutions daily, St. Vincent says.
But it's just the tip, right? They're only distributing the tip?
We don't know what they might be doing or how they're disclosing. Even the things they do admit is likely to be unknown.
There's more on this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about some of the weird, sneaky things that federal agents are doing to possibly wind up violating your rights in a lot of different ways. And then, because they're not the ones actually prosecuting, they'll give the tip over to the local government, and then it winds up being called this parallel construction thing. They're allowed to violate your rights and get away with it, and you never know. Now, if they happen to come into your house and you have a security camera, then you might have some kind of evidence. And let me tell you about a security camera, a security camera system that you can get delivered right to your door. And it's a truly wireless system. You download an app, and it walks you through the setup. If you have a complicated router system and you're not the most technically inclined person, you can still get this set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And you will either get notified whenever anything moves in front of the camera, or you can just check out the camera whenever you want to from that wireless device. And have we got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. You heard that right. Three for what other people charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Chris, put down the phone, stop taking my picture, and tell us about this parallel construction. And again, there was a study done by Human Rights Watch, very lengthy summary, a 77-page report, but NPR has a summary of the summary, which is a summary of the report.
Yeah, and I'm going to repeat a little of what I just said, just
yes,
kind of catch us up. And this is coming to us from St. Vincent, who is the author of the report. I think her name is Sarah St. Vincent. Quote, we have sources on the record saying there's a unit within the DEA called the Special Operations Division that is distributing tips to local police that lead to investigations and prosecutions daily, St. Vincent says. We don't know what they might be doing that they're not disclosing. Even the things they do admit to doing could potentially be used to hide something else. It's really hard to say how many layers there are in this onion, unquote. A spokesman for the DEA did not respond to several requests for comment on the Human Rights Watch report. ICE and the FBI also declined to comment.
Color me surprised,
right,
that the DEA, FBI, and ICE all refuse to comment on, hey, we heard that you're doing some stuff that violates people's rights.
National defense, homeland security. All I got to do is say a couple different things, and you have to go away. Right.
No, if you start answering a question, then I've got more questions.
Nope.
So the easiest thing
classified.
To do, the easiest thing to do is just say no comment.
Right. I say nothing. The report
is, as the DEA did, they just didn't return the phone call.
Right. That's even better. The report is based on court records for 95 federal and state criminal cases, 24 interviews with defense attorneys, current and former U.S. officials, and other people with specialized knowledge about the potential deliberate concealment of evidence, and analyses of executive branch documents. The report says a former federal prosecutor told Human Rights Watch that he was occasionally troubled by the pretextual car stops and searches, but at the day's end, they were all justified. Quote, does it bother me a little? Yeah, the former prosecutor told the group on the condition of anonymity. Quote, but if it's going to stop 100 keys from getting on the streets, it's okay by me. I didn't make the rules. I just play by them, unquote.
Keys being slang, apparently, for kilograms of drugs.
The group's report
echoes not something I have ever heard. I've never heard people use the term key.
Kilo? Keys? Jesus, Daryl, where'd you grow up? Under a rock? Don't you watch any TV? Exactly.
Hold on. So we've got somebody in the peanut gallery yelling Miami Vice.
I mean, The Wire.
That peanut would be
the only thing that I know about
Bad.
The Wire is that one of the guys is Peter Baelish in Game of Thrones.
You're very correct.
Know that because of the Game of Thrones parody song done by the Key of Awesome, where they were doing a parody of I'm on a Payphone.
I love the TV show The Wire. I highly recommend it if anybody's looking for something to binge. It was on HBO.
I watched the Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, but I don't think they ever used the term key.
No, they did. But if you want to look at corrupt police...
Hey, where did I leave my keys?
You guys don't even want to know what shows I watch.
It's not me asking where did I leave kilograms of drugs. It's asking where did I use the thing that opens doors.
The Wire takes place in Baltimore, and it is a great look at...
Baltimore, the place where the police recently said that they carry around toy guns in case they shoot a kid.
And that's the kind of thing they showed in The Wire. All the corruption, all the... horrible things that the police were doing, trying to stop an unstoppable war,
Wait,
and they acknowledged
it. They carry around toy guns.
Toy guns,
yes,
in their cars, so that if they had to shoot a child, that they would have some reason, something to lay down and say, "See, we thought it was armed."
Baltimore Sun headline: yeah. Notable testimony from Baltimore Police Gun Trace Task Force corruption trial. Day 6, and the testimony was that they carried around toy guns in the trunks.
Who was that testifying that on stand?
The Baltimore Police Gun Trace Task Force.
It was a
members
person?
Of the
members of the task force. Bell Bondsman Donald C. Stepp, Sergeant Wayne Jenkins. Other names down here, scrolling down. They mentioned Jenkins several times.
So the task force of, like, other officials investigating.
So what Baltimore had was this, basically, what's the name of the unit again?
The Gun Trace Task Force.
So that's supposedly what they're doing, tracing illegal guns and things like that. But as it turns out, what they were really doing was robbing drug dealers, intimidating people, selling drugs, literally anything they wanted to do, and this went on for years and years and years. It's been a huge deal in the Baltimore press. The police down there, it's been horrific for years.
Some departments are corrupt like that, where it's like, they're not like...
I wouldn't say the whole department is, but you've got this one group within the department.
It's like a festering cancer that needs to...
Right.
Yeah.
But
they had
again,
that in on Cape where I grew up. There was like all these missing people. Like the local reporters would write about it too. Like there was all kinds of trials that had to do with the corruption with like town elected town officials and mm-hmm. the Falmouth Police Department. And so there was all these people that were like key witnesses. One was like some 15 or 16 year old boy that just went missing right before the trial and never heard from again. Like, somebody else's wife ended up, her body turned up. Like, there's, like, all these people dying around the corruption from
Detective Maurice
department.
Ward said that officers routinely kept BB guns in their vehicles, quote, in case we accidentally hit somebody or got into a shootout, we could plant them.
Witness says the officers brought him trash bags full of looted pharmaceutical drugs amidst the 2015's riots.
Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about some of the secret techniques that are used by federal agents to violate your rights. And thankfully, the people over at Human Rights Watch did some digging and came up with, again, like a 77-page report detailing some of this. We're reading from an NPR article, and that discussion led us to talking about the Baltimore police story where the, what was the name of this? The Police Gun Trace Task Force.
Yep.
Where a couple of their agents had testified to doing some stuff of carrying around things to plant on people. So, again, your calls and thoughts, welcome on that. But maybe you want to interact with other listeners and some of the hosts, and you don't want to do it on the airwaves of a nationally syndicated radio show. Well, we do have our own forums. You can find those over at forum.freetalklive.com. Although lately it seems that the Discord chat has been a lot more popular. You can find that at discord.freetalklive.com. So, Chris, let's jump back into, I don't know if there's more that you wanted to say about this Baltimore situation or if we want to jump back into the NPR story.
Well, let's finish up the NPR stuff. And we had just ended the last segment with a quote from a former prosecutor who said he was bothered by it, but hey, if it's going to stop 100 keys or kilograms of drugs from getting on the street, it's okay by me. I didn't make the rules, I just play by them. The group's report echoes concerns raised, as we've reported, on government and local police use of what are called stingray devices. This phone surveillance technology can mimic a wireless carrier's cell phone tower to capture cell phone information, including the suspect's precise location, records of outgoing and incoming calls and text messages, and, if needed, listen in on a call.
All right, pause. It's not just a suspect's telephone that gets caught up in these stingrays.
No, it's everybody in that area.
Because they're mimicking a cell phone tower, capture everybody in the area.
Right. And cell phone towers, depending on the technology, can have ranges of, you know, a mile, a few miles, up to tens of miles.
Right.
It's just one of those other tools, quote-unquote, that they use. A judge last year fined the city of Tacoma, Washington, for violating the Public Records Act by hiding details of its Stingray cell phone surveillance equipment. Is it legal?
Which means that the taxpayers of Tacoma, Washington, wound up having to pay a fine because, as we know, it wasn't the city manager, it wasn't the mayor, it wasn't the city council, it wasn't the police chief that had to dig into their pocket to pay the fine.
Right. Story continues, and this is kind of the end of it, but is it legal? As far as many defendants know, their cases started with a broken taillight or improperly tinted windows. It's only if the government later decides to reveal its underlying source, which it almost never does, that the defense can challenge whether the car stop was done constitutionally. Otherwise, a defendant may never know. Federal and state agencies believe parallel construction is legal in most cases.
Now, is this a case of, it's not a it's not illegal when the president does it? Well, wasn't it Nixon that said that?
Possibly. It sounds like something Tricky Dick would have said.
Tricky Dick?
Tricky Dick.
That's what they called Richard Nixon.
Absolutely. Before your time.
Oh, I know. Tell me, does being old hurt?
Oh, everybody loves to bust on Father Time, as I am known in the studio. Let me continue.
I've never called you that.
Let me continue with the story before I forget how to read. The report.
Hold on. There are reading glasses lying around if you need them.
I'm at the point where I have to take off my glasses to read. Federal and state agencies believe parallel construction is legal in many cases, but the report says that the assessment is based on government lawyers' own interpretations of cases relating to what is called, quote, the fruit of the poisonous tree doctrine, in which a judge bars the prosecution from introducing evidence the government obtained through illegal activities. In essence, the government may be concealing certain investigative activities based on its own determination that it's not tainted by unlawful conduct.
And as we learned earlier in the article, not only does the defense not get informed of these violations, the judge also is not being informed of these possible violations, and that to me seems like some kind of miscarriage of justice.
It does to me, too. The problem we have here is that we apparently have the government deciding for itself what counts as genuine, independent sources of information and what constitutes inevitable discovery, St. Vincent says. Covering up how evidence was originally found deliberately hoodwinks defendants and judges, severely weakening constitutional fair trial rights, St. Vincent says.
What exactly is this mythical fair trial that I keep hearing people say exists in the United States?
Well, most people will tell you that they have certain rights that are protected by the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments of the Constitution in our Bill of Rights.
Yep.
They're spelled out very clearly. You have the right to a speedy trial. You have the right not to incriminate yourself.
It's up to the courts to determine what speedy means.
Exactly, and it's up to the courts to determine everything else about that. So this is one of those areas, you know, we've particularly seen it in the last 15, 20 years, where the Constitution has failed the people.
And there was
our government has failed the people by not playing by the 5 pages of rules that we have to control how they work.
And I think what we need more of, though, is we need more people presenting, alternative solutions, you know, because it's easy enough to be like, oh, this isn't working, you know, like, this is...
Okay, but what
can we do differently that will...
Hold on, let me ask a question. You say there needs to be alternative solutions. I get picked up by Keene police with an ounce of cannabis on me. I take it to trial. There's one criminal court...
Your ounce of cannabis?
In... What?
Well, you said you take it to trial. You first said an ounce of cannabis. You're taking your ounce of cannabis to trial?
I get picked up by the cops.
This is what Daryl does to us.
I go to trial. There's one criminal court. And I say, hey, they violated this, the other thing. And the judge says, doesn't matter. What's your alternative solution that I should do to try to get my criminal charge dismissed?
Well, first of all, we should... decriminalize marijuana. I mean,
good idea. Yeah, so it wouldn't have been a deal in the first place. Okay,
you know,
I'm with you on that one.
We're working on doing that, and you know, they've decriminalized up to 3/4 of an ounce. In
so
my hypothetical scenario, I've
time,
got more than that.
You utilize your resources that you have available.
So
I'm going to say right now, everyone knows what the laws are right now. We can go online. Okay, so it's decriminalized up to what amount? So anybody that...
In New Hampshire.
Even if I don't agree with it, anybody that has over that amount is choosing, okay, to accept the consequences and risks of their actions, which is what we live in today.
Right, but
so
your statement was when police violate people's rights, they should find alternative solutions.
No, I'm saying like alternative solutions, not in like a little case example like you just gave, but rather like, okay, if you were to write down on paper the current structure of our current political system here in New Hampshire and how everything's connected and how it works, what would you change? What would you add? What would you move around in order to present an alternative system that's more efficient and less...
Okay, I got one, and maybe we can talk about it when we come back. My problem is federal government. People in the federal government fail to follow the Constitution.
We'll talk about it, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you could change just one thing about the government, what would it be? This is Free Talk Live.
Live from the Verticorn Studio. This is the call to freedom. It's the Crypto Hour, fronting you my helium. 4 to 7 here on LRN.FM. When you kill the faucet, be caller 5 to get some free coins. This is the call to freedom.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We'll get back into the discussion, but first I want to make sure that I tell you about cryptocurrencies. Well, one specifically, because cryptocurrencies as a whole are really hot right now, even though, yeah, I know the prices have been dropping on some of them, but crypto is good because it's good technology. And the liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at zencash.com. That's zencash.com.
And we're going back to the story. This was in NPR, and it talked about how the federal government, a couple different agencies, DEA, FBI, and ICE, like to sort of feed information to local prosecutors so that they can get their police to go out and perform routine stops, which then they can hit the people with bigger crimes because they've gathered the evidence through either, you know, surveillance of some sort or other means under the auspices of national security or something else. And we talk about the solutions that St. Vincent proposes, and
well,
that's Sarah St. Vincent.
Before we get to that,
go ahead. Actually, I'd ask a question. Go ahead.
There was discussion about the fruit of the poisonous tree,
right?
A little bit in here, and Human Rights Watch actually has part of a hearing transcript from the case of United States v. Laura from the Northern District of California from 2013. Judge, if you know there was an illegal search followed by a legal search, but that was only obtained because now that you had the illegal search, you knew something about the case, that would be a concern to the court, and that is the fruit of the poisonous tree, potentially. Prosecutor, I respectfully dispute the point. In fact, I don't have any concern about that.
Why would I? The guy's obviously guilty, and we obviously have evidence. And in the end, you know, we pulled off a lawful stop, and we got the evidence. Never mind how we got to that point. It's not important. Well, folks, it is important.
Right.
St. Vincent argues that it's up to judges and defense attorneys to challenge the origins and details of evidence and push back against stonewalling. In the case of whisper or pretext traffic stop, she says, we need to ask, why was the officer there? Why was the car stopped and under what circumstances? She hopes defense attorneys can use the reports to tell judges, my concerns are real. The government does engage in this practice. I would like to get some information out of the prosecution, unquote. It really is on everyone, including prosecutors, to be asking how agents got the evidence, St. Vincent says. Everyone in this process needs to be taking a really good, clear, skeptical look at what has been done at the root of the case. And that sort of wraps it up. But I think it's a great point, you know. And face it, if you got pulled over and you got busted for weed or whatever it happened to be, are you really going to think that that evidence that got you pulled over started off with an NSA wiretap of some supposed terrorists that happened to be friends of friends of friends, so your name got swept up in it, and the NSA identified it, then passed this through a secret channel to the local prosecutor who worked with local cops to say the next time you see Daryl driving, pull him over.
Right.
You know, that's what this is all about. It's insane.
And something that is really kind of scary, and I had totally forgotten about this case until, you know, the tail end of this article from NPR, there was the U.S. Supreme Court case that was decided back in 2016. I don't have the case name in front of me, but the case, again, ruled back in 2016 that evidence found by police officers after illegal stops may be used in court if the officers conducted their searches after learning the defendant had an outstanding warrant.
Right. Warrant trumps everything.
Yeah. So, we stopped you, even though it wasn't a legal stop. We found out that you've got a warrant, so therefore now it becomes a legal stop somehow magically.
Right.
And that case, Utah v. Strife.
My take on this whole thing is you have a few bad actors at the federal level that are taking it upon themselves to either further their own motivations, or I don't know what it is. I don't know what gets you to the point where you're in public service and you don't take the Constitution seriously. You know, it's not that tough to read the Bill of Rights. It's not that tough to read and understand the Constitution. You don't need to be a lawyer to do so. You know, you can ask some questions of other people. What do you think this means? And 99% of the time, you're going to come up to the logical conclusion, which is what the founders and framers intended, was for you to be able to read that, understand it, and know what your rights were and what protections you had against this federal behemoth. But
right,
we've let the behemoth just go wander around like frickin' Godzilla and destroy everything in its wake.
And arguably, and just because I'm making the argument doesn't necessarily mean that I support the argument, but arguably one of the problems is the reliance upon so-called British common law, meaning that courts are allowed to set precedent that other courts then wind up taking into consideration as that court ruling is law of the land. And so then you have judges and lawyers citing what other judges and lawyers said to
right.
interpret what was written down in the document that's supposed to outline their duties.
Right. And when we were talking a little bit amongst the three of us about how do you affect change, and on some things it's pretty straightforward. You know, we don't like our drug laws, so we work to change them. But when the problem is that federal people within the federal government are choosing their own interpretations of what they think the laws are, and don't even go to another court because they just decided on their own. They just say, this is what it is, so we're going to go on this way and do it this way and violate people's rights. I'm not sure what the solution is. It's not simple other than abolish it.
Yeah.
That's not an easy one.
Heather, I know you're not a fan of abolishing the federal government. You got any thoughts here?
I just think people that talk about abolishing the federal government are a little like a...
I just did. Be careful what you're saying.
Yeah. I have no filter. You should know this by now.
Come on.
Now, I'm one of those people that I think there could be... I think there can be good, efficient government. I'm not one of those, all government is bad and evil. It's kind of like, I think anarchists that are like, oh, all government's bad, or like the liberals that are like, all guns are bad. And it's like, yeah, well, if you have a bunch of bad people that have no morals, no ethics, then of course they're going to abuse their power. They're going to abuse, you know, their positions. But it's like, there's a lot of good people out there, too, that at the end of the day, you can't please everybody. And there's a lot of people in certain positions that are genuinely good people just making decisions based on, you know, what they believe is going to leave this world a better place or leave their constituents happier. Like, there's a lot of people out there like that.
There are. But so what about the small minority that can do like this is and get people busted?
Well, that's why we have to keep having these conversations and figure out, you know, like, how do we
weed
the garden?
How do you have a conversation, yeah, with people that are violating the Constitution?
Exactly. We need to weed the garden.
Well, I'm asking, how do you do that? How do you have a conversation with these people in the NSA that are protected by law from being questioned?
Maybe, like, having more discussions on how to recognize, like, you know, dishonest behavior and, you know, like, there's really no one-size-fits-all answers to how you go about dealing with corruption. But, I mean, you have family members that steal from each other, for crying out loud. You know what I mean? Like, I've had family members steal from me, and it really all comes down to trust. Like, if you don't trust your government, then, you know, then there's something wrong there. And
there is.
Exactly.
Let's go to the Discord where we've got...
So how do you build trust?
Big Loaf,
I guess, is
calling
what
in.
We all need to...
Big Loaf, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. I still don't know if I've answered this thing properly. I don't think I did. I'll try to figure it out. Big Loaf, hang on the line, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts? How do you wind up getting rid of that hive of scum and villainy? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildgraff. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.